We are witnessing one of the largest human migrations in history. Millions of Indians on the move, many walking hundreds of miles on foot. It is a chaotic scene unfolding as people try to escape the big cities. This started after the Indian government shut down the entire country last week to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. When daily wage workers lost their jobs, they started heading to their villages. But others are not being allowed to leave the slums by police. Rana Ayub has spoken with those on the move and those trapped. Ayub is an activist and writer in Mumbai.
They're all very scared, Marco. They're all very scared of the immediate future. Where is going to be their next meal from? Which is why thousands and thousands of workers are now heading to their hometowns in the hope that they can be with their families and at least they can manage two meals in a day, which where they are right now is absolutely impossible. And right now, as we talk, they're still walking and they're walking thousands of kilometers in this harsh sun without anything to eat and drink. And that's where they are.
Wow.
Marco?
So for these people who find themselves in this really desperate situation, what were you hearing from them?
So honestly, Marco, social distancing for these people is a privilege because they live in a one-room setup. There are about 8 people and there is no sanitation, there is no soap and there is no water. So when I was speaking to them about social distancing, it felt like an obscene statement to make when there is so much poverty and when people do not have even their basic meals. In fact, I met this migrant laborer who worked in a leather factory. He is a daily wage worker and there are 8 people in the family, and it's been 2 days since he hasn't gone to work and he does not know what the next day holds for him. His wife is on dialysis and he cannot take her to the hospital because the hospitals are preoccupied with the COVID positive patients. So, I mean, it's really a miserable sight to witness because these are people, unlike the privileged and unlike the middle class of the country, who have stocked their refrigerators with food and sanitizers. These people do not know where their next meal is going to come from. And some of the laborers that I met, they were crying and they were choking. And they said, all we want to do is just to go back to our respective hometowns. And if anybody can just, you know, put us in a train or a bus, we just want to see our families.
Let's hear that clip. I think just the sound of his voice captures the dilemma he finds himself in. What was he saying?
It was a sobering moment because he said all he wants to do is just go back home, and if the government can really help him go back home. He was starving when I met him and some of us took food packets to give them. And they said, well, you have given us food packets right now, but what do we do about our next meal? It was really traumatizing to witness that. And this is not just, you know, this particular locality. At this point of time, as I talk, there are thousands and thousands of laborers who are desperate to go back home because there is no work in the cities. The Prime Minister of the country has initiated these relief funds, but I don't know when will that really reach these people, because as it stands right now, the relief is not reaching them. The only relief that is reaching them is from NGOs and from relief workers and volunteers who are working on the ground.
So these day laborers are hoping they can pool resources with families and villages. So very basically they can eat. But the families and villages are also under the lockdown. So realistically, if these workers in the cities make it to the villages, what can they actually expect?
Well, honestly, when I spoke to them, they said they just wanted to be with their families. If they died, they did not want to be alone, because right now where they are, there is no assurance that they're going to get their next meal the next day, and they're locked down. There are 10 laborers locked down in one room.
I mean, it really seems like a brutal way to treat the poor and vulnerable. What kind of pushback is the government getting?
Well, our television channels, our news media is full of visuals of these farmers and laborers who have been walking. So, of course, the country is angry. But, you know, this entire incident sheds light on the clear divide between the rich and the poor. The rich and the elite in this country were a week ago standing in their balconies and clapping and cheering for health workers, which is a great thing. So there is a clear structural divide between the rich and the poor. So the rich and the middle class is contained, but the poor is on the streets and they're crying and they're seeking accountability from the Prime Minister.
Rana Ayub, writer and activist, speaking with us from Mumbai. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Marco.